Blog Talk Radio.
Goodstone, a spiritual relationship healing expert helping men and women heal their bodies, their relationships, and their lives through love, author of the book Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me, and director of HealthyBabyBoomersNetwork.com. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter how old you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are providing and proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with a healthy relationships colleague, Dr. Kelly Chappell. I met Dr. Kelly at a local Women's Prosperity Network Mastermind event, and we felt a very special kinship and connection from the start. After all, we are both guiding others to create positive, happy, and fulfilling relationships. Dr. Kelly Chappell is an award-winning professor of psychology, an international speaker, and a dating and relationship coach for women. Her mission is to inspire and empower women to love themselves, love their lives, and be happy in love. She has a new book, Happy in Love, a woman's step-by-step guide to love, attraction, dating, and relationships, that is being released today. She is the founder of the Happy in Love Club and the creator of the monthly relationship audio series. You can find the book, free articles, and invitations to free teleseminars on how to be happy in love at www.happyinlove.com. So now I'm happy to introduce you to Dr. Kelly Chappell. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. Good morning, Dr. Erica. I'm happy to be here today.
Well, we're going to start right away with you sharing a little bit about your own professional background and training, and then, you know, what brought you to create this book.
Sure. Well, I appreciated that introduction. I do have a PhD in psychology. I've been teaching at the university level and publishing research in the field of romantic relationships for about 20 years. So I am an author and a speaker and an award-winning psychology professor. But really the truth is I've known my whole life that I was called to write books to inspire women to be happy. But really, for many years in my own life, I wasn't happy. Really, underneath all my success, I was a woman who didn't really believe I deserved love. I didn't really believe I was worthy of love. I actually spent 15 years in an unhappy marriage, you know, just trying to make it all work out. So I'm a person who's been given a second chance at life and at love. And so since that time, I've studied everything I could get my hands on about the law of attraction, the success principles, and positive psychology. I've learned to love myself. I've learned how to attract and date men that are compatible with me, that treat me with the love and respect that I deserve. And I really believe that every woman or every person deserves to have a positive, loving relationship. And so that's how I found my message, you know. I want to help women be happy in love.
What's interesting is that you keep bringing it back to loving myself. And people, many of us, don't realize how important that is. We're looking for love outside, looking for someone to love us. But if we don't really feel that love ourselves, it's a little difficult to quite, quote-unquote, get it from somebody else. So what is the real purpose that you found in writing this book, the purpose behind it?
Well, you know, my real purpose behind this book, it is a book for women. It was designed as a guide to love, dating, and relationships. But the purpose was absolutely to inspire women to really love themselves and love their lives and be truly happy in a positive, loving relationship. So that was the purpose of the book. And you talked a little bit about the importance of loving yourself. I don't know if you wanted me to talk more about that, because it is such an important
sure.
theme. And I know that you even address that in your own relationship system.
Right.
Yourself.
The first part is healing your relationship to yourself, because once you heal that, then you have the beginnings.
Well, I just couldn't agree with you more, Dr. Erica. You know, at least from my perspective, in my book, actually my first chapter is about loving yourself. And the way that loving yourself is related to, you know, being in a romantic relationship, it's just the idea that self-love really is the foundation for all the relationships that we have in our lives. I believe that if you truly love yourself, then other people will love you. And I think, I actually said I've got a whole chapter on this, but I thought I'd share maybe just a few little tips about,
sure.
you know, how people could love themselves, because it is so important. I think the first step, really, to loving yourself is just to think good things about yourself, and we can really deliberately shape our own thoughts and feelings about ourselves, and that ultimately determines how other people think about us and, you know, how they feel about us and how they treat us. So in that way, it's very important to have that core foundation. Another thing that you can do to just increase your level of self-love is just to really make sure that you feel good about yourself. You just have to do whatever you need to do to feel good about yourself, because when you're happy and you are radiating an energy, you just shine and you naturally attract other people. And I believe that any woman can learn to really feel good about herself and become magnetically attractive. And so those were just a couple of things. I'd say one other really important point about loving yourself is just making a firm commitment to always love yourself. And that means always you are committed to yourself. You're going to do what's best for you. And it doesn't matter, you know, what that is. You're always going to be committed to looking out for yourself, even you know, even if that means letting go of a relationship when you know deep in your heart that you deserve something better.
I would like to add something else in this scenario, that a lot of times in a close, intimate relationship, you're with someone who really does love you, but at certain moments, people can be very mean and they can say insulting things. Like they can say, you look fat and you're stupid and you're whatever they say. So if you really love yourself, how might you respond to someone who is attacking you?
That's a very interesting question, Dr. Erica. And since most of my book is focused on women, I haven't thought that much about the really dynamics in a relationship, but I would say, you know, if someone is attacking you, you know, my idea would be to focus first on how you feel about yourself, and I would say that you don't have to accept another person's viewpoint about you. You don't have to adopt those beliefs, and you don't have to internalize them. And then from my point of view, I would say there's another piece that just involves, you know, at some point, maybe not at the point at which there's anger and these types of things are being said, but at another point, it might be possible to sit down and really have a dialogue and communicate about, you know, how some of these things feel and about not using, you know, this kind of language. That would be my thought. I don't know. Do you have some thoughts about that?
I thought that was excellent. What I was trying to get at is that if you don't love yourself and you're in a relationship with someone who starts criticizing you or putting you down, you're going to probably internalize it and start to feel, yes, that person's right, and then you might defend yourself and get into fights and, you know, all of that sort of thing. But if you feel this love for yourself, you can kind of step back and evaluate. And then, as you said, schedule a time later and talk about it. And this is leading up to a question I have. You say the book is called Happy in Love. So what does it mean to be happy in love? And how does someone achieve that?
Dr. Erica, that's a wonderful question. And, you know, being happy in love, I believe, it's really just about how happy and satisfied two people that are in a relationship feel. Being happy in love is not about being in a relationship. It's not about trying to catch a man or trying to get a man to commit. And I use these phrases because I've studied extensively, you know, relationship advice for women, and this is primarily the advice that's available. So I would say that being happy in love is about really loving yourself, becoming magnetically attractive. If you're single, being able to choose a partner that's truly a fit for you. If you're already in a relationship, focusing on loving yourself so that you can sort of transform that relationship into a more positive, loving relationship. And it's all about experiencing a positive, loving relationship.
It's so interesting that you keep coming back to loving yourself. So particularly for a single person, if you really love yourself, you don't have so much need for this other person to fill up your life. Your life is full, and you're waiting and searching or looking for someone that is really going to be compatible with you rather than just someone to be there. So
Dr. Erica,
what advice?
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
you go ahead.
Okay. What advice do you have for baby boomers who have been given a second chance to date and find a life partner that could be a good fit for them?
I would say that as baby boomers, we have a better opportunity really than any previous generation to meet a partner who is truly a great fit for us. And I say this because when many of us were young, you know, we just got involved with someone, maybe based on physical attraction, and got involved in dating and got into a relationship, and we really were not very intentional about the type of partner that we would want or how the two of us might fit together. And so I think more than any generation, we have the opportunity now to if we are single a second time, this time we can be much more intentional and select a partner that's really the right fit for us, because not only do we have a world of opportunities out there with online dating and many ways to meet somebody we might be compatible with, you know, but we've got a lot of life experience. We've been in relationships. We know what we want. We know what we don't want. So I think that baby boomers who are single for a second time have an excellent opportunity to find a partner that's really a good fit for them.
What an optimistic, positive way to look at it, because so many people, women, start to feel, oh, I'm getting older and there's nobody out there for me and I'm never going to find anyone and the odds are against me. So what would you say, how can they use the law of attraction, you know, to really actually attract the kind of person that someone wants?
Well, Dr. Erica, that was an excellent point. It all really does come from your perspective. And so, you know, the law of attraction has been made popular by The Secret, and it just says that like attracts like. And so for our purposes, you know, for me, it just really means that our own thoughts and our feelings really do create our relationship reality. So I believe that probably the first step, if you're going to use the law of attraction to create your ideal partner, is to develop what I call a love mindset. And it means you've got to adopt these positive beliefs about yourself. You've got to believe in love. You've got to believe you're worthy of love. You've got to believe you deserve to be happy in love. So all of those sort of self-limiting beliefs that you mentioned that many women, especially women who are dating for a second time, who've maybe been through a divorce or a string of bad relationships, they've internalized a lot of negative thoughts about themselves and relationships. And so step number one is to just adopt some positive beliefs about yourself and relationships. And then, you know, you can just easily move forward to get very clear about the kind of relationship that you want. I recommend making something I call a relationship intention list. And that just describes not only the qualities that you would want in a romantic partner, but the way the two of you are going to fit together. And so what I mean by that, you're not just looking for a person with a sense of humor. You're looking for a person who shares your sense of humor. It's all about the fit between two people. So I encourage people to get very clear and very intentional as far as what they're looking for, and to create a list and to put that out to the universe. And then the next step would be really to just generate the feelings of having this relationship right now, whether you use affirmations or visualizations or any number of techniques. I do have a whole chapter on this, and I'm actually developing a program on this. So I'm not going to talk too much about it today, but if you could just generate the feelings of having this relationship now, and that would set you well on your way, but then you must take the final, most important step, which is taking action. You know, you can't just sit inside your house visualizing and expect Prince Charming to come knocking on your door. You have got to take powerful actions to demonstrate what you expect to receive. So if you really are seeking to meet the love of your life, then you got to plan for success. I mean, you got to get your hair done, you got to clean your house up, and you got to get ready. This is about faith. This is about demonstrating expectation. And it reminds me of that Kevin Costner movie that I don't know if you can remember it, but it was called Field of Dreams.
Right.
And you know, he had that famous quote: "If you build it, they will come." So here's what I would say. If you love yourself and you feel good about yourself, you will attract a partner who loves you and treats you well. So
that's a very quick look
at the law of attraction. But like I said, I've got a whole chapter on it, and I'm actually developing a whole 6-CD audio series about that.
Oh, it sounds so exciting. I just have some comments about this. The taking action part, I'm starting backwards. When you take actions, for example, you go on Match.com or one of these sites and you meet people for coffee, it may seem very discouraging because you keep meeting the inappropriate people. But what you don't realize when you're doing that is that you're taking an action, like you're sending out a message, I'm really serious about this. I want to meet someone. You're also getting practice. And then you may go into a coffee shop or a supermarket and meet somebody there. So you may not meet the person through these actions, but by taking the actions, you're opening up the energetic space to meet someone.
Dr. Erica, I think your comments are exactly right on. You've just got to get into action, and we don't always know how things are going to come about. But I think that, especially you mentioned Match.com or something, if someone does get involved in online dating, yes, there are going to be some disappointments. And you should just expect that people are going to come into your life and they're going to come out of your life. And but each relationship or each even interaction is there for a purpose. It's helping you to sort of master the practical tasks of dating again. And so what I would say about something like that is that even in that situation, if you're taking action, you've really got the chance to be very intentional. You know, if you were going to do online dating, let's say, you could you know, you could put together a profile that was really authentic to you. Most women try to put together a profile that is going to attract a man. So, you know, I would recommend that you put together something that's authentic about you and that you take a picture of yourself when you're feeling good and feeling happy. And the main thing is that you want to target people that have the qualities that you want. So I think we can just really get very intentional and start taking actions. And we never know.
I would like to add something, Dr. Kelly. Can I add something there? That if you write something authentic, it may not reach some of these other people. So you may not get as many phone calls or as much interest, but the interest you receive will be based upon your true qualities and what you really want.
Exactly, exactly. I couldn't agree more with that statement. So, yes, I think that that's part of some of the disappointment that some women have experienced with online dating. You want to be selective. You want to be authentic and really attract a match that's true and right for you. And so even part of that is knowing your deal breakers. And, you know, deal breakers are just life circumstances that you truly do not want. You know deep in your heart it's not what you want for yourself. Don't compromise. You don't have to. There's a million men in this world that could be a fit for you. Go ahead and be selective and be clear about what you want, and then you're going to attract a person who's a better fit for you.
Well, I know someone who wrote a tweet on Twitter and reached someone. One of the people lived in California and the other one was in Australia, and they are together now. And it came from one little tweet. So you never know once you put it out there. So does your book offer any insights for women who are already in a relationship and maybe want to improve on it or become happy in their relationship?
Sure. Of course, that's very important. I do believe that it's possible for a woman to transform a relationship, you know, simply by transforming herself. I'm not saying that there's not a lot of work to be done within a relationship and within a couple, but I do think that relationships can transform if a woman transforms herself. So here's a little example of this. Let's say you're a woman who's in a relationship where you're feeling unappreciated or neglected a little bit. You know, you don't fix this situation by trying harder. Believe me, I've been there. I've done that. You really don't. You fix this situation by, you know, you want to actually, in this same situation, the answer is always the same. You start by loving yourself. You start by thinking good things about yourself and feeling good about yourself, feeling positive about the relationship. And as you can begin to transform yourself, the relationship will transform. I think a relationship is something, and I'm sure that you know this, and we can share this with our listeners, but it's really something that's being created. It's co-created between the two people in the relationship. So if one person begins to transform, the relationship will have to change. It will transform. So in my book, I talk a lot about how a woman could start with square one, loving herself and loving her life, and be able to transform a relationship that way.
It sounds wonderful. I would like to add something, that as you start changing and developing this inner confidence, the partner may resist at first, so it may bring up some negativity. There's a statement that love brings up anything unlike itself for the purpose of healing and release. So sometimes you start to heal and you start to get more confident and your world looks like it's getting worse temporarily. But if you keep holding that vision and keep having that confidence, you are affecting your whole environment, including the other person in your life. And brain research has also shown that our brains are plastic and can shift, and we get new synapses and we can change. So both of us are capable of changing.
Well,
so one more
point.
Yeah, one more question, because we're winding down in time, and I want to make sure that you can talk about this. You have a Happy in Love Club. Could you tell us about that?
Sure, I do. I have something called the Happy in Love Club. It's just launched recently, and basically members get opportunities to participate in free teleseminars with me, and I do actually work directly with them and do some teaching and answer some questions. It also involves membership in a monthly relationship series. And each month they get a new audio, and it talks about a different topic, whether it's attraction or dating. The club membership is only $9.97 a month. And the main thing about it is it just provides the ongoing, consistent support and inspiration that women need to really master the Happy in Love principles. You know, a book like this is designed to be a life-changing experience, and you can't just read it once. You want to read it and reread it, and the club is something to help you to master the principles and to make sure you remember to use them.
Wow, it sounds... How could somebody join that club? How could they get in touch with you?
Oh, okay. Well, you can find my book, and you can find information about the club and lots of free resources at happyinlove.com. And so I am excited to announce that since today is the first day that the book is actually being released, I am offering at a special introductory price. It's actually going to be available through Valentine's Day. And it's only $19.97. That's for the book. And it's a 30% discount. It's $10 off the regular price of $29.97. And I just want to invite everyone to just stop by happyinlove.com. And maybe pick up a copy of the book, take a look, see what the club's about. But if nothing else, just sign up and get some free resources on how to be happy in love.
Well, you're offering something wonderful. I would like you to share a little bit about the love mindset. So as a final information for people, some idea of what is the love mindset that they can have, that you can help them with.
Well, I do have a whole chapter on developing a love mindset, and so it's about believing in love, believing that love is real, believing that love is possible, believing that love is possible for you. And so I talk a whole lot about how you can read inspiring love stories, watch inspiring love stories, listen to love songs. You know, one of my personal favorites is Etta James. And I'm not a singer, but if you all know the song called At Last, it goes something like, at last, I'm not going to try to sing, but my love has come along. But anyway, the point is that there's many, many ways that you can develop this love mindset and just surround yourself with love and attract more love to you.
Okay, and that is at happyinlove.com. Well, Dr. Kelly, we have to stop now. Thank you so much for sharing with us just what it takes for a woman to really be happy in love. On our next show, I will be speaking with Barbara Hales, a physician, talking about giving the power back to the patient and the non-professional consumer, which is you and me. I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, healthybabyboomersnetwork.com, to get your free report, How to Live to 100 and Beyond. And also, I have a program coming out, My Complete Relationship System. You can find out more at budurl.com/lovesystempreview or schedule an appointment for counseling or coaching at drericawellness.com.
Oh, Dr. Erica, I just want to thank you for today. I've enjoyed it very much.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for coming.